people prepare for parties. I don't know anyone who is about to have a party who does not fret about the state of their house beforehand. Many will thoroughly clean the house from top to bottom, making it shine and sparkle in preparation for their gifts. Others will simply make sure that it looks presentable, but they're not going to worry about the dust bunnies that are under the couch. People prepare for parties, which is why so many of us might find ourselves frustrated with Jesus, because he drops in unannounced. Jesus shows up on our doorstep, ringing the doorbell and demanding that we let him inside without giving us a heads up that he's coming. Meanwhile, we look around our house in a state of dismay, wondering how we have let things get so bad, and then try to figure out if we're going to let him inside. But chances are Jesus already knows what it looks like inside, which is exactly what he wants the Pharisees and the scribes to know in this morning's story from Mark. The Pharisees up to this point spent a lot of time trying to make their parties and all of the parties of Jewish people presentable for God. I mean, who can blame them? They required Jewish people to follow all sorts of traditions in preparation, washing their hands thoroughly before they ate, as well as washing the food that they bought at the market, and then washing all of their cookware. And while all of that makes sense to us now from a sanitary point of view, the Pharisees and the scribes prescribed these things because they wanted everything to be perfect for God, probably for the same reason that we prepare for parties, so our guests don't know how we really live, or that we're not very clean, or at the very least, our guests won't think that we are unclean. Yes, there is an element of making sure that our guests are comfortable, and that starts with a clean and tidy space for them to be in. But let's face it, if you're like me, you clean your house before people come over so they don't see the piles of paperwork that you have yet to go through, or the stacks of plates in the sink that have yet to get in the dishwasher or to be washed. We don't want them to see where we spilled our coffee the morning before and then only had time to wipe up just the majority of it but left a stain as we were on our way out the door, or how we've not yet gotten to the stain on the carpet because we've been too busy chasing our toddler around trying to get him dressed. We don't want our guests to know how we really live because they might think that that is who we really are. Which is sort of what the Pharisees' rituals and traditions had turned into. For so long, they thought that they could control how presentable they were to God by their actions, washing their hands before a meal, as well as their food and their dishes. They thought God only wanted to show up and be amongst them when they had done the necessary preparations, when everything was ready, and they were at their best. But Jesus turns what they think they know on its side, letting them know that God's been there all along, regardless of how clean the house is. Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There's nothing outside of a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice." Jesus goes on. "All these things come from within, and they defile a person." So while the Pharisees thought they could prepare themselves for God, they would somehow be clean and pretend that they weren't human, they missed that Jesus, that God, had already seen them at their worst. God knows not only that they are dirty, but that they are dirty because they are human. Because it is from our hearts, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. It's simply part of being human. Last Sunday, our confirmation students gathered together with those from Peace Lutheran in Alexandria and Holy Trinity Lutheran in Falls Church to learn about the Ten Commandments. As we started our class time together, Pastor Mike from Holy Trinity told the class that he had a thesis, a theory. His theory, he said, was that they were all terrible people. And as we went through each of the Ten Commandments with the students, we discussed times that they may have broken that particular commandment, each time earning students a sticker corresponding to the commandment that they had broken. By the end of the afternoon, some students were covered with stickers. One delightful child had 40, and most had at least a few. And if we're honest enough, we would all be covered in stickers for each of the commandments that we have broken. We break the Ten Commandments. We break them often. Hopefully not all the time, but often enough. So much so that it caused Martin Luther to extrapolate that it was an inevitable part of being human, that we all fall short of living up to the expectations of the law. We are all terrible people. At least as long as we're using the law as the only measuring stick. But what Pastor Mike eventually came around to with the students is that the law isn't the only measuring stick. God and God's love is. So for as much as we try to clean up our lives, to make them look more presentable, to appear as if we are not actually terrible people, God still chooses to come into our lives, invited or not, clean or not. God shows up and looks under our aorta and sees the dust bunnies of hate that we've been hiding there, and then looks behind the left ventricle to find the dirt of pride that we've been neglecting. God can see the smudges on the walls of our hearts that come from years of trying to fight for ourselves, never fully trusting anybody else. God has come in even when we weren't ready and sees the piles and piles of paperwork that we haven't gotten to out of sheer exhaustion and has opened the doors to rooms that we haven't cleaned in years, but we just keep shoving stuff into them because we need to get them out of sight. God has seen the side of us that we present to the world, and God has also seen that side that we hide from the world, the side that lies deep inside. Some of it we may not even be really fully aware of. And yet God chooses not only to come in, but then also to stay. Because God also knows what the human heart is capable of. It's time to acknowledge how much our heart is flawed and try to get a hold on that. But it's also high time to see what God does. Our heart's capacity for beauty and love. A capacity that expands once Jesus is inside. It's only because of God that we're able to push some of the dirt and evil back into the corner and give honesty and openness a chance to breathe. Because when there's more space in our hearts for a viewpoint of openness, we'll see more of the beauty of the world rather than the pain and the suffering. We'll begin to see things a little bit more like how Jesus sees them. Able to see the ways we humans really are alike in spite of our differences, to see that we're far more lovable than we think we are. And while we're rearranging the place with Jesus, getting ourselves ready not so that we look good, but because we truly want to live better, Jesus will work to ensure that love and justice have more room to operate in our hearts. Because when we give them room, love and justice will make us easier to be around and lead us to new possibilities. It make us quick to empathize rather than to judge and then to figure out a way forward together. Part of being human means always having the capacity for evil, even those of us who have beaten it back and shut it into just a very small portion of our heart. But part of being human also means being known by a God who sees all of us and still loves us. And it's because of this love that we have a great capacity to do what is good. And the more that we're open to that love, to trusting that we are enough, the more room there will be for love to grow, which will only happen when Jesus is around, teaching our hearts how to love. People prepare for parties. Jesus prepares us for a life full of love.